Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Pre-Med Voice, the podcast where your voice is heard. I'm your host, Peyton Smith, and today we have Lauren Kanzaki talking to us about ways to be successful in the classroom and ways to find good extracurricular activities, and not just finding them, but making sure that they're the right ones for you and the right ones that med schools are going to want to see on your application. So it's one you're not going to want to miss. So without further ado, here is Lauren.
Turn it up. Let's go.
Hey, Pre-Med Star, this is Lauren Kanzaki. Welcome to my first audio blog. I know a lot of you are probably looking for some last minute summer activities or maybe gearing up for this next academic year. So I wanted to tune in with you guys to talk about five things you should know before looking for extracurriculars. So let's just jump right in. Extracurriculars are an important part of any pre-medical student's journey to medical school. Besides test scores and GPA, your extracurricular activities are one of the most important components of your medical school applications. Your involvements and activities become one of the best ways for schools to gain insight to who you are as a person and also what kind of student and future doctor you might be. So admittedly, you're probably juggling schoolwork and other commitments that prevent you from being able to jump on any project that catches your attention. Here are five things to consider before looking for another extracurricular activity. My first tip for you guys is reflect on what you've done before moving forward. This is arguably one of the most important things to consider before looking for new internships or volunteer opportunities. Be sure to take some time to reflect on all of your involvements over the past few years and write them down. One tip I have for you guys is to fill out your Pre-Med Star profile to keep all of your involvements cataloged for future reference. Once you've taken the time to get everything noted down, take a step back and look at your CV as if you were an admissions officer. Pay close attention to the types of activities and dates of duration. Types of activities can be anything ranging from clinical experience, research, community service, campus involvement, leadership positions, and much more. Medical school admissions is becoming much more of a holistic screening process. So ideally, you want to demonstrate that you are a well-rounded and broadly interested and experienced person. Do you notice that all of your activities fall within one category of involvement? Are any of your categories filled with outdated activities? Or do your hours of engagement fall much lower in one category compared to others? These types of questions may help point out any gaps or critical components missing from your extracurricular involvements. I want to point out that there is no secret formula for doing the right pre-med activities. If any of your activities are unorthodox or unique, definitely highlight them. Pursuing a career in medicine is a huge commitment. Be sure to support your candidacy as a medical student through your involvements. You want to make sure that you have sufficient exposure of total hours and duration committed to research, direct patient care, and leadership experience, while also not limiting yourself to just those involvements. The second thing you guys should do is figure out what you're passionate about. Ideally, everything you list as an involvement will also be something you're interested in. The idea is that over the course of your time in university or the years leading up to your application, you will have explored different interests and dedicated significant amounts of time to the activities that you're most passionate about. Signing up for an activity that you are passionate about will feel much less like a requirement and be more enjoyable and beneficial to you in the long run. So never sign up for something just because you feel like you need to. It's normal and expected that somewhere along the line, you will find a volunteer opportunity that doesn't really align with your interests. My tip for you guys is just to get everything you can out of the opportunity and move forward knowing that you put in a genuine effort and explore the opportunity as much as you could. This third one took me a bit more time to come to realize, but it's to be realistic about the time you can actually commit. Your pre-medical years can be one of the most taxing and stressful times of your life. Your amount of free time each week is likely limited by school, work, and other outstanding commitments. Before jumping into a bunch of new activities, be realistic in reflecting on the amount of time you can actually commit. You can't rush your way into gaining experience. I've had multiple pre-med advisors and medical admissions officers tell me that the journey to medical school isn't a sprint. They're looking for the marathoners. For example, it's not enough to say you have significant research experience when you've only committed one quarter to working in a research lab. Realistically, every internship or volunteer experience is different. Some of them may be designed to fit within the time span of a summer or winter break, but besides these exceptions, here is one general rule that I was told. You typically want at least 1 year commitment. 2 years shows significant commitment, and 3+ years even more. As mentioned before, you can't rush experience. If you know you can't commit to a weekly activity, look for something that is every other week or once a month and plan on staying with them longer to gain that hands-on experience over time. Be sure to always get creative in your hunt. There are tons of people looking for the same opportunities as you. Don't get discouraged if you aren't able to find what you're looking for right away. I've had a few friends on PreMedStar ask for tips how to find clinical or research experience. I'll probably make another blog exploring this topic in future detail, but for now, here's my short list of ways to find what you want. After graduating from university, I found it extremely difficult to find clinical volunteer opportunities, as most positions I found were prioritized for undergrads. So I had to get creative. I began to search for opportunities that were not affiliated with my university or those nearby. Never underestimate the power of networking. Reach out to people you already know who are in the field you're interested in gaining experience in. If that doesn't work, look elsewhere. I found a surprising amount of opportunities on LinkedIn, volunteermatch.com, Craigslist, and random Google searches for positions. If you're persistent and put yourself out there, someone is bound to respond. My last piece of advice for you guys is don't be afraid to try new things. Jumping into a new field may seem daunting at first, but there's no way you can come out of an opportunity knowing less than you did before. So explore all of your interests. Look for new things that get you excited and spark your creativity and curiosity. Take advantage of this time to really figure out who you are and what interests you. Most importantly, enjoy your journey and make it a good one. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening with me, you guys. I hope that you have a little bit of a better idea about how to approach looking for new extracurricular activities. If you enjoyed this audio blog, please make sure to go check out my other ones on the site and let me know if you have any other questions. Have a great one. Hey, PreMedStar, welcome back. This is Lauren Kanzaki, and today I'm going to be talking about how I got straight A's my last 2 years of university. I've met many fellow pre-meds on my journey through classes, extracurricular activities, and various online networks. Just the other day, I was introduced to a girl who was nervous to begin her junior year this fall. She expressed her deep concern about only having a 3.5 GPA, feeling uncertain that she would bring it up before application time. Her worries resonated with me as I remember having a nearly identical uneasiness in the middle of my own undergraduate education. As pre-meds, we all too often have the destructive tendency to base our chances with medical schools too heavily on our GPAs. Luckily for many, these applications are holistic processes. Your GPA alone does not define how well you'll do in medical school or how successful of a physician you'll be. An impressive GPA alone does not guarantee admittance, but it is still an important component of an application. A GPA below the cut is enough to keep certain opportunities out of reach. So for these reasons, I thought I'd share with you how I was able to get straight A's my last 2.5 years of college. Preparation is key. This is a lot easier said than done. Go into lecture prepared. Don't let lecture be the first time you're seeing the material. If your professor assigns pre-lecture reading, strive to complete all of it before going to class. At the very least, read through the key lecture slides if they're posted ahead of time. Make it a priority. Between a full course load, extracurricular activities, and other commitments, I know just how difficult it is to find the time to prepare for classwork that hasn't even been covered by your professor yet. But trust me, investing a little bit of time every day will pay off come test day. By thinking ahead and preparing for what's to come, you'll understand and retain more of the material covered in class. Once I learned to be more efficient and effective in managing my pre-lecture study time, I saw a huge payoff in my grades. As odd as it sounds, I no longer had to study for exams. Instead of cramming for hours before tests to teach myself the material, all I had to do was review and practice. The bulk of my efforts had already been done. A little bit of prep can go a long way in improving your performance and comprehension while lowering your overall stress. I'm now going to touch on how why is greater than what. So general chemistry was easily the subject I struggled with the most in undergrad. I remember getting so frustrated while studying. I focused all of my attention on finding patterns on which equations to use for which types of questions. And oh boy, don't even ask me. Some of my quiz or midterm grades. I don't think I realized what a superficial way this was to approach learning until I began peer tutoring for other subjects. Higher education courses put much more emphasis on how to get an answer rather than whether or not you know it. Don't get me wrong, knowing details is important. But the more challenging and significant understanding comes from knowing how fundamental concepts interconnect. I'm talking inference and application rather than factual recall alone. When you review, think critically about the material. I grew a lot throughout my undergrad education, but I think the most memorable lessons came from learning how to think rather than what to think. And don't forget to get involved in the learning process. Learning is an active process, so the way you study and review should be too. I can't tell you how many times I used to lay in bed rereading my notes to prepare for an upcoming quiz or exam. You tend to think that if it was printed on a PowerPoint slide, then it must be fair game. Everything else is irrelevant for getting a good grade. Wrong. I learned that knowing all the details front and back is not sufficient to master the material. Engage with it. Try to get away from rereading your textbook or watching a lecture podcast a second time. Those are passive ways of reviewing the information. Instead, switch up your routine with some more creative study methods. About halfway through college, I ditched the lined paper, left my computer at home, and took all my notes on blank printer paper. I was able to manipulate the material to be more understandable and memorable to me. Start with the blank slate and build from there. Personalize your notes and become organized in a way that makes sense to you. Draw concept maps, make diagrams, color code. My last piece of advice is a bit similar. It's don't just think, talk. Start a discussion with some of your classmates. Be the type of student who actively participates in office hours. If you're doing office hours right, you should already have reviewed your notes and identified which concepts you need a little extra help on. Most importantly, show up with specific questions. It's okay not to know all the answers. After all, you're taking the course to learn something new. Nothing is more exciting to tutors or professors than seeing students who want to work towards the answers rather than just being handed them. I hope this advice finds you well if you're looking for ways to give your academic performance a boost. Unfortunately, there's no magic formula to guarantee that you'll get that A that you want. These are just three major changes that I made that led to significant improvements in my education and performance. Keep working hard and your efforts will begin to pay off. Please feel free to leave comments below sharing your own strategies towards achieving academic success.
Thank you, Lauren, so much for all that great information. I know there's a lot of tips that you gave in there that I'm definitely going to take and start doing. So I really appreciate that. I hope all of you listeners out there got something out of it as well. Now, of course, if you would like to be featured on this podcast, just like Lauren was this week, please email us at voice@premedstar.com with your name, the link to your PremedStar account, and the topic that you would like to discuss. We really hope that you guys are enjoying these podcasts so far. We really hope that all of you are jumping onto premedstar.com. All of y'all are making strong connections. As Lauren said, she's on there, so make sure you find her on there, ask her some questions. I know she's there to help. Now, if you are liking this content and you do not want to miss an episode, which we hope is the case, please hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to share this with your fellow pre-med students or maybe just your friends or family. There's a lot that can be learned on this podcast. We hope that you guys are utilizing it and really benefiting from it. So as always, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us. And we will see all of you guys next week.
Turn up. Let's go.
The pre-med.